This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, tell us about some travel deals.
Well, if you are looking to visit the Walt Disney World Resort this spring or early summer, you can save up to 25% off on select rooms at select resorts. And that is going to be for most days, April 10th through July 10th.
How can people book these trips?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Dave Bossard. And I just want to thank Kristen and Al John for letting me barge into their show here. But I wanted to let you guys know that there's a Night with Dave Bossard Facebook Live event on Thursday. That's right, tonight at 5 p.m. And it's being hosted by the Wonderful World of Animation on Facebook. So please, if you want to ask me a question, you want to hear me tell some stories, join in. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's on Facebook, hosted by the Wonderful World of Animation. Thanks, guys, for having me jump in here.
The Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, foodie, Disney park enthusiast, travel expert, and Disney person.
Dizzy?
Yes, I have
dizzy
been
person.
Dizzy.
Okay.
All right. As in like vertigo. Dizzy.
Okay. Like dizzy, like the keyboard player for Guns N' Roses? Okay. I'm cool with that. Hey, I'm Al John Go, musician, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and content creator. Big Disney Parks fan too. And I don't know, cap wearer. Wearer of black caps.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, Beverly enthusiast. Welcome to the show.
It's late, y'all.
If you haven't already, make sure to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Today, we are going to be talking about the new menu at California Grill.
Yes.
And the new limited time snack that you can find.
It's pretty cool.
And a returning breakfast.
Yes. And thanks to Dave for helping kick off the show. You know, he's hosting a live stream tonight on Facebook, and check it out there at the Skull Rock podcast too. We'll be simulcasting it on our sister show. But speaking of other podcasts, you know, Kat's got her podcast, Eat the Pictures. We just, you know, totally just gave a plug to my podcast. But you've got another podcast that you're on this week, Kristen.
Yes, I got to be a guest on Scenario D, and we talked about being a Disney foodie and some of our favorites and fun places to go eat and things like that.
Like it. You know, the host there is an animation production manager. And so that's Lish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Curbs is a former character performer in the parks.
Yes, they both are in Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Yes.
What's up with Canada? It's like two weeks in a row.
I don't.
Canada.
See, I think of, oh, Canada.
Well, that's easy to do.
Our home and native land.
Yeah, well, that's their
national anthem. Yes, but I know the national anthem is what I'm saying.
As opposed to the Canada.
The national anthem of Epcot.
That's true.
Yes. I don't think of that Canada song. I think of their national anthem.
Very nice. Well, We appreciate the fact that you're on Scenario D podcast with Lish and Curbs, and you can check
it
out.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, everywhere they get podcasts. You guys have been, you guys spend some time talking there, I see. Just the length of the podcast. I'm like, yeah. Wow. I'll have to check that out.
We will be having them sometime in the near future. Join us as well.
Oh, that's exciting. You know, because they seem to be all about, you know, Disney food as well. So that's cool. Kat, you know, we talked about your, I guess your recent trip to the Walt Disney World Resort a couple weeks ago for your birthday.
Yes.
And didn't you have some other thing you wanted to talk about? I seem to have remembered you wanting to talk about some other stuff.
Well, I was lucky enough to visit the Aquarium of the Pacific and see a screening of Finding Nemo.
Whoa.
At the Aquarium of the Pacific for the 20th anniversary of Finding Nemo. Oh, D23 hosted a lovely screening, and then we were able to see all of the exhibits there after the aquarium was closed to guests. So we had a little private tour. It was really lovely. D23 always throws the best anniversary events. They have really, really fun stuff going on in Southern California. If you're not a member of D23, I suggest join. Or don't, so I can still get tickets to stuff, whatever.
What else? Well, for that particular event, did they have any other special, like, panels to open up the screening or?
Yes. One of the animal husbandry experts, Adam Atlas, came out and talked to us about the different fishes that you can see in the movie that you can see in the actual aquarium there, which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I've always heard that Nemo or clownfish are actually freshwater fish. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't know.
I just decided to ask you because, you know, you're smart and stuff.
Yeah. I know that the one fish that Gil is like really elusive and they hide a lot. Mm. And that flapjack octopus are from the Atlantic and they're deep sea octopus, so they wouldn't have technically been in the coral reef. So sorry, Pearl, but you're not accurate to real life.
Unless someone dropped her off there.
Yeah, true. True.
She would have been a migrant, or not a migrant, I guess.
Transplant.
A transplant. She's
a transplant.
Of course.
She's an immigrant.
She's an immigrant. A different boat. So
it was really cool. And then last week I had the privilege of going to a Paley Center Paley Fest panel for everyone's favorite internet daddy, Pedro Pascal and the Mandalorian, which was wonderful. Pedro was there in person. We had a little early birthday celebration for him.
This is cool.
Along with the beautiful, wonderful Miss Katie Sackhoff, who is also an Aries. A lot of Aries on the Mandalorian. That's probably why, like, I like it so much.
It's like Mando Mom and Mando Dad.
Yes. Papi Chulo and Mommy Chula. That's what they said in the audience. It was lovely. It was really wonderful.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I posted that on my Instagram. If you hadn't seen it, there's a video of him reacting to us screaming Papi Chulo from the balcony, like the balcony monsters that we are.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I love that. Paley Fest is great because I'm looking forward to seeing them pop up on YouTube because they usually have like segments and clips of the different panels from Paley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it was a really fascinating talk. It was really lovely. John Favreau, Dave Filoni, and Rick Famuyiwa were all present along with Pedro and Katie, and they talked a little bit about what it was like to make the first half of this third season of The Mandalorian, and specifically they talked about what it was like to bring back Ahmed as part of this cast.
Yes.
As the savior of everyone's favorite 50-year-old space baby. And what a privilege it was to be able to incorporate him into the season, and we are big fans of Ahmed. Friend of the pod, Ahmed Best. We love him so much. So it was really, really great to listen to them talk about that. And then it was also really great to watch Dave Filoni have an absolute meltdown because people were talking about things they shouldn't be talking about.
Oh.
Which was really, really funny. So if they put it on YouTube, I suggest highly watching it. It was a really great experience. And getting to watch the Mandalorian episode from last week in a crowd of other Star Wars nerds was an absolute privilege. We all watch Mandalorian together separately, but being able to watch it together in a theater with a group of people was so, so wonderful and special. So,
well, and the fact that I bet you everyone leapt out of their seat like I did last week, because Kristen was like, what are you, who is that? And I said, that's Jar Jar.
Yep.
That's Jar Jar.
Yep.
And she's like, what? And it's like, yeah, that's Ahmed Best. And she's like, wow. And I said, yeah, man, he's a great jazz musician. He's super cool. And then he had a rough patch of just dealing with everything. And I saw the video on it. It's really touching.
And he's
such
a big Star Wars fan above all else, which I think is so great, that he didn't let, you know, the ill treatment that he went through in the early 2000s color his experience poorly. We wish him all the best. And honestly, if you're a fan of Ahmed, if you're a fan of the prequels, I highly suggest listening to Nicole Byer's podcast, where they watch the movie for the first time and they actually watch it with Ahmed.
Yeah.
And they talk about his experiences, like meeting Michael Jackson with Natalie Portman and a bunch of other things, like crazy things that happened to them while they were in production.
Yeah.
I highly suggest that he's an incredible storyteller, an exceptional storyteller. And we, you know, huge fans of his. So listening to them talk about him in such reverence, Rick and John and Dave, all three of them, it was really, really special. So
you mentioned the fact that Filoni, sorry, this is not food related, gang. 20 minutes in was not
food. Blue milk. Okay, it's food related now. Go ahead.
Sure, why not? Duncan's eat everything with their tongue. The other thing was the fact that they spilled the beans on some things. You know, Dave Filoni is known for years doing panels of his Clone Wars voice actors not spilling the beans on anything. And so it just trips me out that they would do something like that, because anytime you work with Dave, he pretty much tells you, you don't talk about it.
Oh, it was so funny. They had like a question. Somebody asked a question about cloning, and then the host asked a question about something else. And he was like, when is this over? I don't want to answer any more of these questions.
Oh, Dave.
It was wonderful.
He really is salt of the earth, and you've met Dave numerous times, Kat, and we've been lucky to interview Dave and talk to Dave several times outside of like Star Wars stuff. And he's just a great dude. And I'm sure the rest of the directors are as well. You know, talking about Rick, and, you know, it's just a good crew of people there, you know?
Absolutely. And it was really lovely to watch Dave and Katie interact, because, you know, they've been making Bo-Katan content for 2 decades almost.
Yeah.
And getting to hear them talk about what it was like to have her walk on the set for the first time in the costume and how surreal it was to see her play that character in real life was so special, because they told this anecdote, and they'll tell it better than I do, obviously. So if it's on YouTube, I highly suggest watching it. But he looked at her while they were recording, and he was like, one day you're going to play this in real life. And she was like, yeah, okay. You're drunk. Like, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. That's fine. And then to actually watch her walk onto set as the character, have it come to fruition, is so magical and so something that is right now finitely Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's so perfect and wonderful. And you can tell how passionate they both are about not only the character of Bo-Katan, but bringing those stories to a wider audience outside of the cartoons. So, you know, I'm not saying Old Republic TV show is coming, but like maybe we're gonna get an Old Republic TV show.
It's been confirmed. You know, it was not Old Republic, it was the High Republic. Yes,
High Republic. Yes, but I would like to see some old.
Oh, I want
some original.
I want to see
me
Old Republic. Give it,
Cal Kestis. Let's do it.
Yeah, give it to me.
Yes,
give it to
yes.
me. Give me Old Republic stuff. You know, give me all Star Wars. I it's fine.
Yes,
give it all over.
Absolutely.
Anyway, maybe we should have Dave Filoni on the show sometime to talk about his favorite food, or Katie, or
Dave, anybody. Katie, come on the show. Pedro, come on the show.
I don't have to wear my helmet. This is great. Anyway, I'm looking forward to going back to Walt Disney World so that we can meet the Mandalorian and get some Grogu Baby Yoda action. That'd be great.
To get our pictures. R2 will freak out seeing Baby Yoda.
They would love it.
I've been trying to meet him at Disneyland for like the last four visits.
I'm with Grogu.
Yeah, and no?
I haven't been able to find him. I've seen Boba Fett, and I've seen, what's her name? Ming-Na's character. Fennec Shand. And I've seen everybody else, but I've not seen Mando yet. So on Dapper Day, that's like my one goal, is to see Mando. And the baby.
Speaking of Fennec Shand, Ming-Na Wen, I would love to see her in the new Secret Invasion series. Just do me a solid, man. Bring back some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. characters, please, to the MCU, please.
I've been hearing a rumor about some Quake action coming to us.
Give me some Quake. Give me some Daisy Johnson Quake. Give me
call in the cavalry, man. Let's go.
Ming-Na is like my hero. She needs to do it.
Honestly, like Ming-Na and Samuel Jackson being like the two most prolific Disney Star Wars Marvel actors together in a series, I support that 100%.
Why not? I mean, they've passed over and done everything.
Yeah.
Both of them are Disney legends. Sam Jackson needs to just be inducted already.
For real.
Phil Coulson, I can't think of the actor's
Clark Gregg. Gregg.
Thank you. Yes. I'd love to see him come back.
Yes. Well,
he's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know,
Clark is lovely.
Yes. There's some opportunities, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There are opportunities. Well, I tell you, you know, halfway into the show, we need to talk about our topic, don't we?
Yeah. Let's do it.
What is it?
Let's start off talking about the limited time snacks and a returning breakfast.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. So over at Magic Kingdom, over at Gaston's Tavern, you can find the Master's Cupcake. Then at Plaza Ice Cream Parlor, they added the All-American Sundae. Let's see, the Friar's Nook, they added a curry brat tots caramel apple hand pie.
Ooh,
that sounds interesting.
Sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. Then if you head over to Epcot at Akershus Royal Banquet Hall, we've got a little bit of their updated menu going on, and the breakfast will start on May 14th. So if you have been missing that, getting in there a little early into World Showcase, you can get back to that very soon. At Refreshment Outpost, they have added a chorizo and potato empanada.
Mm.
That sounds like something you would like.
100%.
At Hollywood Studios, Joffrey's Tower of Terror has added a frozen and fear drink. Sounds interesting.
It's lemonade with grape. It's black. So I had to know exactly what was in there when they posted a photo of it. It's lemonade, frozen lemonade with wild grape flavor.
Interesting.
Hmm. Yes.
I like the sound of the lemonade, but not the sound of the grape.
No.
Hollywood Scoops added an orange blossom shake. That sounds delicious. Over at Animal Kingdom, they've got a wide variety of things that were added for Earth Month. So you definitely, last show, I believe it was last show or the show before, we talked about that entire menu of what's going on for Earth Month over at Animal Kingdom. So if you are curious about any of those menu items, go back and check out that episode. Algernon.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about Disney Springs?
Well, they're over at the Polite Pig. They've added the cheesecake and Banana Foster seasonal beer.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Also added to the Everglazed restaurant, they've got the Everglazed donuts and cold brew.
They added a cafe mocha donut.
Oh, they added a cafe mocha donut. Sorry. It's Everglazed Coat. That's the name of the place. Sorry. Oh, sorry. It's late. Over there at Raglan Road, they've added the Irish Sweet Spot. What is that?
I don't know
what that is. I have to find out. Whole place.
It is a Guinness and chocolate cake with caramelized brown bread, ice cream, and Irish whiskey caramel sauce.
Ooh, I like that. Over there at the Salt and Straw, they've added a bunch of new flavors because they do that every month. So they've got the Vault Series for April, which is the Honey Marshmallow Rocky Road and Strawberry Cilantro. I have to do that because, you know, chunk. Also, celebrity cilantro, strawberry cilantro, lime cheesecake, sweet corn, and waffle cones, black olive brittle, and goat cheese.
Whoa.
It's incredible. It's incredible. It's one of my favorite flavors they do.
Is it really like brittle, brittle?
Yep.
Really?
It's like candied olives.
Oh.
They were out of that last time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They also have.
Because I wanted to try it.
Right on. They also have a vegan mango habanero IPA sorbet. That sounds very interesting. Kat, why don't you take us away to, let's see here, where are we now?
We're over at the Disney World Resorts.
The Disney World Resorts. Is there anything notable?
We're going to talk about California Grill in just a second. So I'm going to skip down to Disneyland.
Okay, great.
Oh, they also have the Vault Series at Salt and Straw on the West Coast. So you'll be able to get that over here. And they've renamed the Jazz Kitchen Express to the Beignet Express. Ooh. So if you want to get beignets when you're not in the park, you're just on Downtown Disney, you can head over to Ralph Brennan's while they're in construction on their refurbishment and still grab some beignets. They also have a Coke My Way machine, which is really my draw there because I can't have beignets. And I love a Coke My Way machine.
Gotcha. Me too.
Yes. But that is the most recent updates for all of our menus. Lots of really cool seasonal things happening on both coasts.
I like how they I like how they just switch it up. You know, being local or an annual pass holder, it's nice to have these new experiences every single month.
Truth.
Yeah.
Truth.
Okay, so headed over to California Grill. They have a three-course selection menu going on. So the pricing for that is going to be $89 per adult plus tax and gratuity. You can add the signature wine pairing for an additional $39, or if you want to do the deluxe wine pairing, it's an additional $69. For kids ages 3 to 9, $39 per child plus tax and gratuity. So let's start off talking about the market inspirations. You get to choose one of these. So the first, some of the options include Sonoma goat cheese ravioli. It is basil saffron pasta, tomato broth, mushroom ragu, and fennel. Huh. They also have a cascade roll, tuna, hamachi, salmon pokey, mango, shallot, yuzu avocado puree, and soy gel. There's also a black truffle pizza, salt baked marbled potatoes, leek fondue, crispy potato chips.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where the heck did it go?
Click. That's the only problem with having to share a screen.
Sorry, guys. Where did it go?
Right there, market inspirations. Choose one down below.
Right here. I am so sorry. I like to try. Okay, the reason I'm doing this is because Kristen can't read the monitor, so I'm like having to adjust the font
size. I was
size.
Reading it just fine there. Braised beef short rib wontons. Dijon miso cola onion sauce. That's a mouthful. Radish, crispy garlic chili oil, pickled lotus root. That sounds interesting. The truffle pizza that I was talking about has a crispy potato chips, spicy honey, shaved black truffle. I'm totally up for that. I can't even talk.
Sashimi and nigiri sampler with tuna, salmon, hamachi served with traditional garnishes.
Sashimi, we both said it wrong.
What did I say? I said sashimi, right?
It's not.
Kat, help us out here.
I could leave if you need some time. I could go.
Did I say sashimi wrong?
You did. That's okay.
Shashimi.
Strawberry and raspberry salad. It is Moncorna almond cocoa soil, strawberry variations, shaved radish, whipped raspberry vinaigrette, and it is plant-based, of course. So, Aljon, do you want to talk about the chef's journey?
Why not? Let's have the oak fried fillet. I know Gordon Ramsay always says it, of beef, which is brown butter, chateau potatoes. What? Oak fired.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Sorry, I said oak fried. Fillet of beef, brown butter, chateau potatoes, braised carrots, carrot romoscato, and Cabernet veal au jus. So there. You have fire roasted venison, which has got the Hasselback potatoes, leek soubise, artichoke barugal, and ramp pesto. Did I pronounce any of that wrong?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sounded good to me.
Great. Florida black grouper, which has the coconut ginger basmati rice, cashew chili chutney, bok choy, shiitake mushrooms, coconut kefir, lime green curry nashi. Sounds fine.
I want that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that sounds like really
good. The black grouper is good. Mm-hmm. And then they also have the iron grilled pork tenderloin, which has goat cheese polenta. Oh, forest mushrooms, lacquered pork belly. Whoa. Root spinach, corn, and Zinfandel glaze.
That sounds good.
Then you have, I love risotto. So they have a saffron risotto, which has got the harissa honey nut squash, spiced hummus, shumula, which is plant-based. And then you also have the pan-seared all-natural chicken, which has sunflower, pea pesto, satake mushrooms, English peas, Madeira wine jus, and black sea bass, which has grilled petite squash, creamy red quinoa, squash yogurt puree, charred onion butter, and citrus agrodulce. And then the Wagyu strip loin. You know me, I love me some steak. Mm. It's got kimchi fried rice, steamed dumplings, bok choy, crispy lotus root, and for an additional charge of $47, you could...
So it's $47 on top of what you're already paying.
Yes, on top of what you're already paying, yes. And the cast iron tenderloin has got some stuff too. So, I mean, wow, that's like, choose one of this amazing stuff. Great. Kat, you want to take us to the sweet stuff?
Yeah. So you can pick one of the following. Valrhona ganache torte, a coffee cream praline crunch, salted caramel, cocoa nib, the Meyer lemon chiffon cake, which has chèvre whip, meringue, blueberry foam, and blueberry gel, the peanut and banana torte, shortbread, peanut ganache, miso caramel, nut crumble, caramelized bananas. That one's plant-based. You could also try the citrus creme brulee, angel food cake, white sangria, sorbet, ginger crumble, mandarin crumeau, tangerine, lychee gel, and this one contains alcohol. So there must be a lot of white sangria in there. Or you could do a chef's selection of California cheeses. It features three unique cheeses and house-made accompaniments.
I do like myself a good cheese plate.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
I often, back in the days of the Disney dining plan for my dessert, would choose a cheese plate to do that. Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, it goes without saying that the kids' menu has got a couple different prefix stuff you can get there. Chicken noodle soup and hearts of romaine. So you can get a little lettuce or a little soup.
That lettuce sounds salad sounds pretty good. It has French dressing, tomatoes, bacon, and croutons.
Mm. Our kids would eat it. And then for entrees, Kristen.
Yes, a grilled beef tenderloin, grilled citrus glazed chicken, seared sustainable salmon, and house-made shells and cheese.
Nice. They have some sides here, Kat.
Yeah. You could choose from roasted Yukon gold potatoes, steamed green beans, goat cheese polenta, or brown basmati rice. And they have three dessert selections: seasonal fruit, a chocolate chip cookie ice cream sundae, or everyone's favorite signature puff rice sushi.
Nice.
We used to get that all the time when we were kids.
I love it. I love it. Now, they also have some signature cocktails here, too.
Oh, I think we need to talk about this one. That's $138.
Yeah, so this is on the side, y'all. This is outside of the the choose three menu here. California Grill signature cocktail. Mm-hmm. This ultra premium cocktail partners a traditional champagne cocktail with Remy Martin Louis.
Oh, the eighth.
Okay.
The 13th.
Thank you. Yeah, the X is there with what's behind.
Yes, I know.
Okay, which takes four generations of cellar masters to create 137. It's $138, y'all. Now, typically Remy is pretty top shelf, super expensive. So the fact that they would have that in a cocktail with traditional champagne is, I don't want to say it's blasphemous. But holy smokes, it's an ultra premium cocktail with Remy. Like, who mixes that?
So in New Orleans, yes. If you go to New Orleans, and there are several places you can do it, and you order a French 75, they actually make it with cognac,
yeah,
instead of gin or vodka.
Yeah.
Because that's like the more traditional version of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe this is like a take on that.
Must be.
Because I don't know why else you would like mix a champagne cocktail with Remy. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No. But
also, for $138, they better serve it to me in a Home Depot construction bucket.
Yeah, right. This much champagne and just a little bit of Remy.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know? Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. If somebody gets this, I want to know. Like, make sure if you order this, you take a picture and you tag us in that,
please,
on Instagram, because I want to see a picture of that cocktail. I want to know how they present that to you and everything.
Yeah, I mean, the Remy already is supposed to have a tableside service anyway. So, okay, that's cool. You've got also, for $25, the Zacpa number 23 sidecar. Ooh, I love sidecars. The Ron Zacpa Centenero number 23 rum, Cointreau liqueur, and sweet and sour splash. You've got the $79 Big Three flight to Napa. And this right here is pretty neat. It's Chapelet, Pritchard Hill, Napa Valley 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon, Jarvis, Lake William, Napa Valley 2014 Cabernet Sauvignon, Silverado Solo, Napa Valley 2014 Cabernet Sauvignon, 3 ounce pour of each. That's some good stuff.
And Silverado is the one that was owned by Diane Disney Miller.
There you go. Thank you.
That's her family winery.
Very nice.
Now, I'll tell you, the drink I want would be the California Girl Sour, the Widow Jane Small Batch Whiskey with Di Serona Original Liqueur, Sweet and Sour Splash, and Dow 2016 Porto. That sounds good. I pretty much like anything, though, that has Di Serona in it.
There you go. I love me some Di Serona. For $23, you get the Little Whistle, which is the Whistle Pig 10-Year Rye Whiskey, white grapefruit juice, and basil, if you will. Then you also have a blackberry sour. Oh, there's a bunch of these, Kristen.
Yeah, so we don't need to read
blackberry
all.
Sour. But yeah, we need
to. Oh, they have an ice wine martini.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, they have, and that's Belvedere Vodka, you know, I love it. And then also the Sonoma Maple Bourbon Old Fashioned. We love us some maple bourbon, y'all. The Sonoma Distilling Company bourbon, maple vanilla syrup, Augustra bitters, and Lexardo Gourmet maraschino cherries with an orange twist. That's awesome.
Very nice.
Yeah.
According to the internet.
Yes.
The California Grill signature cocktail is just a champagne cocktail in one glass and a half pour of Remy Martin in another, served next to each other.
Well, that's even
it's a weird
less,
pairing.
No, it's less inspiring Like, that makes me go, okay, why?
I guess just to say you can. But
yeah, I guess it's, I think it's French. It's a lot of French there.
It's been a while since we've been with Jason, but I want to say it was like, what, 210, 250 for an ounce of Remy, right?
Yeah. So this is like,
yeah, that's what he drinks. So when we went like multiple times, that's like what he ordered.
And we were lucky because he let us try it.
It's delicious.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
it's definitely something that you slip on, sip on slowly.
Anyway, anything else of note, gang, on this new menu? Because there's a bunch of other stuff in there as well. Allergy-friendly stuff, allergy-friendly kids stuff. So I like the fact that they have a menu that's this deep. For somewhat of a prefix. I mean, it's somewhat of a prefix. Choose three, what have you. And that's a very deep, all those deep dishes. I mean, the deep offerings, I should say, for it. Good stuff. Another reason to go back to the Cali Grill.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can make reservations now if you're going to try and go to the California Grill on your visit. Highly suggest making that reservation in advance, especially if you're going to try and see the return of Happily Ever After from the tip top of the California Grill, because that's back this week too.
Love it.
Well, I think we covered all the food news that we can for today. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. If you enjoy what we do, consider supporting us. You can do so by becoming a sponsor, or you can shop via our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocer, as well as Kingdom Stroller. They'll either be in the show notes below, or you can visit diningatdisney.com. Aljon, do you want to tell everyone where they can find us?
Sure thing. Check us out on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can also check out our fellow podcast, Skull Rock Podcast, with myself and Dave Bossert. You heard him at the beginning of the show hosting a live stream. Check out Skull Rock Podcast on Facebook and everywhere you get podcasts. If you enjoy Disney animation and pop culture, and if you love food and film with all kinds of educational little riffage there, check out Kat and her show, Eat the Pictures, for another season of food and fun with all the movies that feature food. Kat?
Don't forget to join the Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. If you're listening on Sorcerer Radio, hello, and thank you for tuning in. For all your Disney Universal and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free, and she'll send you on the best vacation of your life. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.